Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
First time in a new studio.
And I can't control the volume on my headphones.
First time in a new studio.
Yeah, this is where, so yeah, we usually, like, we spent years at Seaport. And now we're at the 98.7 ESPN location.
We're doing it live, and I forgot that I need.
Apparently, it's a brand new studio, never been used before. So you know what that's like when you're like taking like the.
Oh, did you find your knob? I found the knob.
Excuse me, with the knob. Oh, that's the knob.
It's a knob.
There it is.
It's like in your new car. It's like when you buy a new car, right, and you don't know like how to open the gas tank.
You said
we've all been there, right? When you in your car, you don't know how to open up the gas tank. You go to the gas station, like, hold on, give me a second. And you end up popping the trunk. Just me? I'm the only one that's been there? That's just me?
No. Okay. You hit the wrong button and instead of the, right. I get that part. But the brand new studio thing is like when you first get any type of electronics, like you get a new TV.
Yeah.
And you take off that wrapper, that clear, and it's just like it's just so satisfying. But I'm also realizing, by the way,
don't breathe in all the new car smell too. We don't want to wear it out. We got to make sure you don't come with that heavy Axe spray that you be using, your zaddy sauce.
I don't wear Axe.
That's your zaddy sauce.
I don't wear Axe.
Well, what's in your zaddy sauce? Tell the people out there what's in your zaddy sauce.
It's a secret.
I was around Alan. He smells so refreshing, so good.
It's a secret.
Is it like crushed linen?
No. I don't wear cologne.
Do you?
I don't wear colognes. Honestly, I don't.
You walking around with dryer strips in your pocket or something? You be smelling good, man. Stop it! Don't play with me.
No,
don't play with me.
Not at all.
Okay, so that's just how you smell. That's your degree for men.
Just so you know, by the way, our old drops are here.
What?
Yeah, I'm just like playing around.
Let's see. You lying to me? Let me see. Hit me with something.
Well, some of the new stuff was put on here.
Okay, hit me with something.
But you want some of the old stuff, right?
Yeah, hit me with some of the old stuff.
Let's see where it's something.
What's old is new and what's new is old.
Yeah,
I wonder if my voice is aged.
Well, this is here.
I wonder if my voice is aged.
Who? The Jets?
That's one of our favorites.
That's classic.
Of all time.
It's going to be even better when they don't make the playoffs.
Yeah. But there's, where's some of the, I'm trying to find the old stuff because there's some old stuff where it's like, wow, that's impressive. This is great radio, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I know how an athletic man looks.
How about this one?
What's up, Bart? Dom Smith here.
Oh, that's my favorite, man. Shout out to Dom Smith, man. He a national now.
Oh, here's some old ones.
Wait. I don't call you Chris Hansen. I call you Chris Hansen.
That's before I called you.
I'm a warrior.
These are great.
You act like a kid.
I'm telling you, I'm a child when it comes to drops. 800-919-3776 is the number to be part of the conversation, of course, with us. Plenty to get to today with you, but on a bit of a serious note.
Yep.
You got some athletes coming at you today.
Yeah, I was trending, man. But, you know, I'm all for the smoke. I'm built for it. It's okay. But if you're going to come for me for something I said that was incorrect.
Well, here's something that was posted on social media by an NFL reporter who happened to catch only one of the segments on First Take.
Oh, only one.
And this apparently is your third take, not your first take on the show. But still, this is a clip of you talking about, and Stephen A. Smith, this is from First Take yesterday. Stephen A. Smith is asking you, what happened on that hit, again, with Damar Hamlin.
Mm-hmm.
And there's good news today with him, which is all we care about.
Right.
But you as a football player, describe the play. Like, what happened? T. Higgins was the player that he tackled. So you simply, I thought, explain what you saw.
Right before the tackle, he lowers his helmet and he kind of throws his body into his chest. He's standing up because he's thinking he's got to chase T. Higgins at an angle to make a tackle. So he didn't expect T. Higgins to launch his body back into him. You know, it's one of those things that a lot of times you see it as a linebacker, unblocked, ungated running back comes through the hole and he knows that contact's coming. So he lowers his helmet and you can't get underneath him. So he's able to get into you and your chest is exposed. So taking that out of the game, but they don't really regulate it as much as possible. I expect the league would be a lot more vigilant when it comes to that and using that penalty.
All right, so you're just explaining what happened.
Yeah.
And what can happen and why it can lead to something like that.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't concise, but
you're on live TV.
Yeah, I guess you have to assume that people aren't watching the whole show and somebody could have turned the channel and just heard that segment, because if they would have listened to the first segment.
But before you do that, because as we know, clearly, there are people who didn't watch the show and didn't see everything you said.
Right.
They just saw that clip posted by somebody on social media.
They got angry.
And Micah Parsons is one.
Yes.
Who decided that they were going to clap back about it.
Of course.
Yo, are we serious? He tweets. Why do we let some people speak on TV? This was a freak accident, but putting fault on another player is wild. They should make some of these guys go over lines or something, or not even give them a seat at the table. Now, that's him, obviously, Micah Parsons, obviously talking about you.
Yeah.
There were other, there was, I think, was it Darius Slay?
Darius Slay, maybe. I haven't seen it, but, you know, I've reached
out. He also was calling you out for saying that, you know, T. Higgins was at fault. Let me ask you first, before you explain what you said earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Was T. Higgins at fault on this play that led to Hamlin going down and suffering cardiac arrest?
Not at all. I mean, this is a football play, like I said before, that you see this type of tackle 100 times in a football game. It's just one of those unfortunate things, right? You know, wrong place, wrong time. And we've seen this happen. It's no different from anything that happens in any other sport. It's a freak accident, and nobody's at fault. And in the first segment, if they would have paid attention to it, they would have heard that the first thing I did was express my concern for T. Higgins because, you know, it was reports that he was walking out with his head down on his mother's shoulders. So I was expressing.
He was emotional. He was very emotional.
So I was expressing concern, saying, listen, I hope that I was so happy that T. Higgins' mother was there to console him because it's important to check on him as well because he may feel responsible. And so I expressed that concern, and I said that this was just a freak accident that happens 1,000 times on a football field. So by no way or no means am I blaming anybody. We play a violent sport, and freaky, fluky stuff happens. And that's what I was trying to express, but I had expressed that already in the beginning, and this was the third segment of us moving it forward and me trying to explain, and maybe I wasn't concise. You know, because it was an emotional day for everybody, and
yeah,
it's tough to kind of talk about it.
Well, you were, again, it was the question that was asked of you.
Right.
You were asked to explain,
right,
how can this happen? Like,
right,
what happens to lead to that? And you simply said, like, all right, well, he lowers his head, and that goes into the chest, and that, you,
yes,
know, is the impact that led to what happened.
Right.
And so it was a simple explanation of a play.
See, sometimes you can't explain stuff to people that don't understand football. Because sometimes I get too technical and into the nuance of it.
Right.
The why, as a defender, I'm standing straight up because I don't anticipate contact yet. So I'm still running. So that's why my chest is exposed, because never do you really see a tackle made where somebody catches a tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because that's not how we're taught to tackle.
Right.
So that just lets me know that he wasn't expecting it. He was thinking that he had to chase. And T. Higgins turned it up. So sometimes you got to get north and south. Sometimes you get east and west, but you have to make a decision to get north and south. And
right.
T. Higgins decided to get north and south.
Mm-hmm.
And he went north, and, you know, he went through the body of Hamlin. And
all right.
That's just one of those things.
Let me ask you this. Do you want to talk to Micah Parsons about this? Because, you know, he felt a certain way and decided,
yeah,
to go to social media about it. He didn't name you by name.
You don't have to.
But he, right, made it clear, like, some people either,
yeah,
need to be given lines, like meaning a script,
right,
or shouldn't be at the table.
Well, I've been at this table for a while because I earned my seat at the table, both as a player and as someone who's, you know, stewarded the game and talked about the game for, at this point now, 12 years,
mm-hmm,
post-career.
Mm-hmm.
So I've earned my seat at the table, and sometimes it's just unfortunate because he's going to realize that things that he says is going to get clip before. And I've never been in this situation, by the way. I've never been in a situation where I went viral for saying something that people attacked me on. So I this is something that's new to me, but I'm never anybody that's going to run and,
well,
and hide. And
you have upset people about certain takes, but not like this.
Yeah. I mean, because this,
like,
is
your take
this
about
a very,
Tua,
is,
your take about Dak. Like, you've had stuff like that.
Yeah, but this is different, right? This is something that where you talk about a young man's life. And what I don't want to do is become a distraction. What I do want, I want all the energy that everybody has towards me to be towards the well wishes of the young man, because that's what's really what's important. But, you know, it'll be a time and a place if Parson wants to continue. Like I said, I don't know. You showed me how to respond to a tweet.
Yeah, I've never seen you actually physically tweet. You have somebody that does your social media for you.
Yeah, that's why I didn't know I was trending.
So you did, you know, tweet something in reply that I thought was, you know, at least fairly.
Yeah,
you know, like just a decent answer.
And like,
but I thought, like, you know, again,
and people
there's
were
plenty
going,
more to talk about. It's important, though, for you to address this,
yeah,
right away.
I appreciate
because there
that.
Are also people tweeting the show.
Yes.
Like, that are, like, you know, up in arms about something you said. And I'm just like, did you guys, like,
watch, I mean, the show?
Why? Did you literally see everything that he said?
Show.
Or are you just taking this clip because some dude decided, I'm going to get some clickbait here.
Yeah.
And take a clip out. And I mean, the
and
question is in the video.
Yeah.
It's Stephen A. asking you,
yeah,
like, what happened? I don't remember you ever saying that, you know, he's at fault or he shouldn't have done it.
Right.
Now, all you said, though, at the end was that the league should look at this.
No. Yeah. The league put this rule in maybe 5 to 8 years ago.
All right.
But they rarely enforce it. It's like jaywalking. Everybody knows that this rule is in it, but they rarely call it on the offensive players.
Right.
What I'm saying is the overreaction or the reaction to it is maybe they're going to enforce this rule more for the playoffs. No different than we talk about pass interference, offensive pass interference. Something happens, it costs a game or something, right, for somebody, then it's called a lot more. And he's like, man, why are they calling pass interference or illegal contact so much? All I was saying is this rule may be more enforced and more emphasized because of what happened.
All right. And that's that. 800-919-3776.
But anybody that wants to tweet the show, they can just call in.
Yeah.
You can give them the number. No,
I just did. And if anybody wants to, you know, call out Bar 4 or any of that stuff, that's
fine. We can have a conversation.
It's what we'll be doing here for the next 3 hours. So, Coley Harvey, just for the latest on Hamlin, just real quick here. Things are trending in the right direction. Jordan Rooney, who's, the marketing manager, right, for Hamlin? He said that he's still in intensive care. He's telling Coley Harvey that, but he's sedated. But doctors saw promising readings overnight from him that they'd hoped to see by Wednesday morning, which is obviously today. And also, Hamlin's agent told Jeremy Fowler of ESPN that his oxygen levels have improved as well. So, again, that's what you want. You want just to hear good news.
Right.
And that's what we're starting to hear. So that's good on that side of things. All right, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. And while, you know, we know the league has said they're not going to complete this game,
yeah,
between the Bills and the Bengals, and it's a very important game in the playoff picture.
Are they saying they're not going to complete it at all?
They have not said at all. They're just saying, yeah, they have no plan right now to do it. But it does leave a lot to talk about because there are games now. This is Wednesday.
Yeah.
I mean, there are games Saturday and Sunday that they have to figure out what to do with. And they have it on the NFL website, by the way. It says games not yet scheduled. Just TBD, Ravens-Bengals. So that game could be played after Week 18.
I think it's more appropriate that it's played after.
Now, you playing Monday night against the college championship game,
it doesn't matter.
Like, that makes sense.
It doesn't matter. You can't worry about ratings.
Well,
right?
You could play. No, that's what I mean. You could play it Monday day. What if you played it? But you can't. No, because how are you doing that?
Doing college a favor.
Well, no, Bart. Never mind that. The Bills play on Sunday. You can't play on Monday. What am I talking about? Forget that. I don't know how you do. When do you play this game?
I think you have to. This is why
there's no way to play this game without delaying the playoffs.
So this is my thing, right? I think, listen, on Sunday,
yeah,
the Bengals and Bills should play. You want to know why? It's because the game plan is in. The players have practiced the game plan. Like, if players aren't well enough because they don't know about their teammate to practice today, you're putting in a new game plan, practicing new things. It's easier to remember your game plan and everything that you have for Monday Night Football. I think they should play the Bills and the Bengals should play this week. They should play Sunday instead of the Bengals playing the Ravens. Now, I say that.
Why don't I see the Bengals on the schedule?
Because they don't know if they're going to play the Ravens or they're going to play the Bills. I think they said they're going to play the Ravens. But this is the thing, right? This is how it affects the Ravens. If I know I have no chance in winning a division, I'm not playing Lamar Jackson because Lamar Jackson's injured. But if it's for the division, I know I get to host a home game in the playoffs, then I play Lamar Jackson because it's worth it, correct?
That's what I don't understand. The schedule has Ravens at Bengals not yet scheduled, yet the Bills is scheduled.
Patriots.
Right, Bills-Patriots. Why is Ravens-Bengals not scheduled?
I have no idea. If anything, it seems like the Bills-Patriots wouldn't be scheduled and the Ravens-Bills would mean
Bills
Bengals
would be. Is the team you would think.
Right,
they're
because
they're the
team player.
With the player.
Yeah, I don't get it. But see, here's the thing. This is how this kind of is. It's going to be up to the schedule makers. Because listen, if I'm the Ravens, right, and let's just talk about the Ravens world right now.
Right.
You have an opportunity to win the division if the Bills beat the Bengals. But you're asking me, and I have to make a decision on putting my franchise quarterback at risk. because it's important, because it's for the division. And you play this game, every team says, my goal is to win the division.
Of course.
So if the Bills beat the Bengals, then the Ravens can win the division, which means they host, which is money for the home team hosting a playoff game.
Totally understand.
And you owe that to your fans, right? So that affects them. Now, if the Bills lose, then they might say, you know what? It makes the game against the Patriots irrelevant. I'll rest everybody. Which means the Patriots get to get into the playoffs, which is huge for the Bill Belichick regime. But if the Bills beat the Bengals, then now they have the opportunity to host the playoffs and get the first round bye, which if you have injured players, mm-hmm. you want to have the first round bye. But you know what that means? That means that you're going to play hard and you're going to beat the Patriots, which directly affects the first year of Mike McDaniels, because that means the Dolphins get in the playoffs. So this is important for a lot of teams, and it affects not just the teams that are involved in the game, but everybody else, because the Bengals believe if they win and Kansas City loses to Vegas, then they can become the one seed, which gives them a bye.
Yep.
Which means they have to play one less game to go back to the mm-hmm. Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. No. There's so many things at play here. You almost feel like if you're the NFL.
That game was so important.
Yes. If you're the NFL, don't you have to delay the playoffs?
I think you
just
do.
Just to make sure you get everything.
It needs to be fair for everybody. But that's why I say that they should play the Bills and the Bengals, because that affects what the Ravens do.
You mean
do.
This Sunday?
Yes. Because that affects.
But what do the other two teams do? What do the Patriots and the Ravens do?
They can play on Thursday.
I don't get it. Like, why would you make that? Like,
you have the Ravens.
You can't. I don't think you can do. I think you have to play this week the way it's scheduled, and then next week have to delay the playoffs.
See, but that's going
to
be crazy.
To play this game.
So what if Lamar Jackson comes in and gets hurt because he's playing in a game that he normally wouldn't play in if he knew that he can win a division?
Listen, things happen. Things happen. When we had to deal with COVID and they had to move games around, that was the same thing. You're playing on a Tuesday. You're playing on a Wednesday. Like, things happen.
Right, but
you have to adjust.
But play the game that was supposed to be played. That affects everybody's decision going forward. Like, if you play the game that's supposed to be played.
But what do you do? You can't do this days before
the Bills
a scheduled game.
No, but that's what I'm saying. So the Bills were supposed to play who?
The Bills are supposed to play who?
They were supposed
the Patriots.
No,
this
but
week.
But the Bills before were playing
the Bengals.
Right, the Bengals. Right, so they already have that game plan in. They've already practiced. Like, now today is the day where you learn the new. This when you go over who you're playing this week.
Right.
It's easier for them to remember what they already played and already did. You see what I'm saying?
I don't know.
They already know that game plan.
I need help with this one. 800-919-3776. As fans, we're just sitting here now wondering what happens next.
At some point, you're going to have
hearing,
an extra week.
Yes. Well, as we're hearing, Hamlin's improving. All right. You know, that's all what we want to hear. But now, of course, the business starts to take, you know, a priority as far as our attention.
$1 billion.
Because now, okay, where do you go from here? So how do you
help us out,
New York. This right? Because in 3 days, you've got games. In 4 days.
Well, there's no Thursday night, right?
So there's no tomorrow night. No, there's no tomorrow night. But it's Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And there's a, you know, it's a schedule already set. So to all of a sudden tell the Bills, you're hosting, but it's not the Patriots. You know what I mean? Like, it's the Bengals are going back to play you. And then you tell the Patriots, stay home. Well, wait a minute. No. We have a game to play. We've been planning all week for this game.
But
now we're not playing this game?
You think a team is going to compare? Going to?
The Ravens were supposed to go to Cincinnati. Now it's like, Ravens, stay home.
Okay. Do you think they would say, no, I don't want an extra week rest for Lamar Jackson?
No. All right, that's fair. But if I'm any other team in the AFC, I'm like, no, why do they get the benefit of a bye this late in the season? That's
because,
not right.
Because something crazy happened that's out of our control.
I think you play this, and then that game you make up at the end of this season.
So you're going to move wild card weekend, which is where all the money comes out.
Because
college football is over, so Saturday is going to be juicy. Wild card weekend is one of the juiciest.
It's the best weekend in football. I completely agree with you. You're right. It's wall to wall for 2 days of nonstop football. It's the first day of the NCAA tournament. It's the first day of the NCAA tournament. You're sitting on your couch. You're not getting up.
So decide what L do you want to take? Do you want it?
All right. So which scenario is better, Bart's or mine?
Call it. Call in, Mom.
800-919-3776. Let's sneak a few in here while we can. Let's go to Mike in Connecticut to start us off. What up, Mike?
Hey, guys. I had an idea that I didn't hear anyone mention. You laid out all the problems, how the schedule, you know, there's no way to fit it in without pushing off wild card, and how, you know, some teams can get messed up about losing out on the bye, as well as the other teams like the Patriots who are fighting for the seventh seed, and, you know, now the Bills might not have to play for something and such, whatever. So what about just adding in a team to the AFC format, taking away the bye so nobody loses out on it, and just have eight teams make the playoffs this way? If the Patriots, you know, just have eight teams make the playoffs, and then you play regular wild card weekend and you don't make the game up. So and this way the eighth team gets in as well.
So you're talking about expanding the playoffs and having the team get in?
That'd be hard to do if you're going to have your wild card weekend. That's almost like
you don't need an extra week.
Somebody have a play-in.
You don't need an extra week. No, you don't need a play-in. You just have eight teams with no bye. This way nobody loses out on the bye.
Well, oh, so you're saying no games, though. But you played all year for a bye.
Yeah.
So you're saying Kansas City got to play an AFC. So you're saying add another team to the playoffs, but now nobody gets a bye in the playoffs, period.
Oh, yeah, hell no.
Nah, that's tough.
Mike, the other way to do – here's the other way. Is the top two get a bye?
See, but that's already happened.
Then you're stuck. Then it's 6-3, and you're going to be stuck with five teams in the second round. But I think if you're Kansas City, you rather that nobody gets a bye, or than one team. Then at least this way, you both teams don't get the bye,
So you want to put the Dolphins against the Bengals? I mean, the Dolphins against Kansas City. Essentially, you're saying nine.
Yeah.
You're saying eight.
Yeah.
I wasn't good at math.
So you're saying NFL get greedy. And then they add a game to sell a whole nother game.
So what do you do? A Thursday wild card game?
it's like what's the play?
Is there a Monday? Do we get three and then two and then Monday night, or do we get three and three?
No, it's three and three.
It's three and three.
Well, so you could then go London. Why don't we go London and have one at 10 in the morning?
See, now we're getting crazy. Now you're just getting greedy.
Yeah, but I Mike, again, this is what we're doing. We're just spitballing. Appreciate you, Mike. I mean, that's all we can do right here is just completely, you know, spitball. Joseph in Pennsylvania, your thoughts.
Hey, so I guess similar scenario to that last caller. What if we just ended the season? We call it, you know, hey, we're not doing week 18, and we have a bubble game where we take, you know, the two teams that are fighting for the last spot in each conference, winner of that, they get that last seed. That way we go to wild card.
No.
Everything's on track.
No, here's the problem.
I think there's too many teams.
Here's the problem. You talk about the last teams, but what about the first teams? As Dallas and Philadelphia is in a battle,
right.
as Philadelphia has all of a sudden became back to earth without Jalen Hurts, and they have a much harder game, right? You think who Philly plays the Giants, who's a playoff team, so they theoretically can lose that game and Jalen Hurts don't play, which will give Dallas the division. So, like, you talk about don't play the last game. Hell no, because we made the schedule like this so that the last game matters. The last game matters in every division. It's still conferences up, number one seeds up, but also divisions are still up for grabs.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem with that. You're trying to make a clean break there, Joe, and I get it, but that's one where it's
no
just
clean
too complicated.
Break. Like, just play the game, and everybody else get a bye, and hope that everybody watch that game, and then you take the bye away from the Super Bowl, the week before the Super Bowl, and you just play the Super Bowl. You go from one week, and the next week is the Super Bowl.
Now, the league, again, this is just from ESPN. The league hasn't, again, they have no plan yet about the reschedule of that game. Bills next scheduled to host New England, as we said, on Sunday at 1:00. The Bengals are scheduled to host the Ravens, as we said, but the timing
scheduled
for that game is currently unclear,
right?
As it was dependent on the outcome of their game against the Bills.
It was supposed to be flex. It was supposed to be flex to Sunday night,
right,
if the Bills would have won.
So it's either going to be played at 1 p.m. or 4:25. They just don't know when yet. Because it's based on, I guess,
they want to make it 4:25 because they're hoping that everything works out, and then the Ravens have an opportunity to say, okay, am I going to put Lamar Jackson up,
yeah,
or am I going to keep him down?
So what should the league do here?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Now, I don't got nobody looking at what I'm searching on my computer because, you know, I'm always doing other stuff. You know what I mean?
You can put your shoes back on anytime, though, if you want.
No, I'm cool.
Just get some foot spray.
I'm coming here with some Crocs. I don't need no tough acting to acting.
Can I just get some, like, Febreze? I mean, this is literally a brand new studio. They just peeled off the wrapper.
I know, man.
We're the first ones to use this.
I know, man. I see we need a basket in here, man. We got to decorate.
Well, all right. I don't know where that went because I had Humpty and I had a basketball hoop in our studio.
Yeah,
that's gone.
We need to get baskets right there on each side so we can go
three.
That way we shoot free throws and we can see who's better.
It's amazing.
Shaq.
I had so much crap in the other studio back in the day in New York before they moved over here. And they boxed it up, and they jacked all of it. Because all I got was this cereal bowl.
That's a dog bowl, man. That's not a cereal bowl.
Well, it is a dog bowl. It's funny, because DiPietro got it for me.
That should have Fido on it.
Because he had one that said Humpty, and it had the little the unicorn on it.
Okay.
And I thought it was, cool, because it's like cereal. But you're right. That's a dog bowl, man.
Yeah, man.
He's letting me know, right? Wasn't he letting me know, kind of low-key letting me know, what he thinks
what's
of
that
me?
What's that word you said before? Yesterday,
that
we discovered the word that we discovered yesterday. In one window. In one window.
In one window.
Yeah, close enough.
Bart Scott, if you're coaching the Giants.
Yes.
And you've already clinched.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do now. You're in. Done. You playing your guys against the Eagles? Knowing, again, that the Cowboys are watching, something could happen, what are you doing?
Let me see. Let me. Because
whose computer's making noise?
That's me.
Oh, you're using a laptop? You've got this brand new PC in front of you.
I don't know technology, man. So I only go with what I know.
Fair point.
So if you're looking at it, the Giants, no matter what, are the seventh seed, correct?
Yeah. I believe so.
So if they're the seventh seed, that means they're going to play the second, the team that has the second best record in the NFL. So I'm trying to figure out.
In the
NFC. Who do I play? Yeah, in the NFC.
The Eagles would get a bye, right, from winning.
No, but no, because they would get a bye, right?
So it's so between Minnesota. The Vikings.
No, because Dallas also has a 12-4 record. So if Dallas wins,
the Vikings play the Bears. The Vikings clinch their division.
They'll beat the Bears.
They'll
beat the Bears. Yeah. So right now, you're scheduled to
I'm saying the Niners are 12-4 also, so there's all kinds of permutations here.
Right, so I'm trying to figure out who
the Giants would play the three seed no matter what.
Right,
that's the main thing. We just don't know who the three seed's going to be.
So I'm trying to figure out who am I going to play.
Well, you don't know.
Well, you can figure out. You kind of know who's 49ers.
Cowboys play the Commanders, and apparently Heinicke is going to start again.
But they're going to get their ass kicked, right?
All right.
So if you beat the Eagles, then Dallas wins.
13-4, right.
That means Dallas will win the division.
So again, I ask you, it means nothing to you.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. You're sitting sick. Don't matter.
No, see, this is where it matters, right? Remember when I was here in 2009?
Of course I do.
And
best year of my life.
The Cincinnati Bengals purposely didn't play anybody because they wanted to face us the next week.
Yes.
They're like, we got to face anybody. Let's face this team that barely can get in.
Mm-hmm.
And they got that ass kicked.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, this is a calculation that Daboll's going to have to do. He knows better, strength of schedule, who's third seed. All you have to do is go to the standings or playoff picture, right?
Literally looking right at it. So
right.
While you're doing that, let's hear from Brian Daboll and what he responded to when it came to the question of, are you going to rest your starters against the Eagles?
We'll talk about it and do what's best for the team. Early Monday, go out there, try to have a good week of practice, prepare like we normally do, and then decide what we want to do relative to, you know, who's playing, who's not playing.
Is there any right answer to this question?
It's only right if it works, right? If you do one thing and it doesn't work, you do the other thing and something happens, you're wrong no matter what. So yeah. You just got to make the decision that you think is right for your team.
That's a whole lot of, you know what that is? That's a nunya.
Right, so here's it is.
And nunya damn business.
The Giants are the 6th seed. So they play the 3 seed, which is why they're playing the Vikings.
Is there an echo in here?
Oh, no, but what I'm saying, yeah, you're right. I didn't get that.
I thought you had to see it. You had to see it on your screen. I understand.
Right. So that means that if the Vikings win, right, they mm-hmm. can potentially move up. The Niners are going to beat the Cardinals, right? So you know that they're going to stay the 2 seed. But Dallas, if they lose,
see, it's almost like everybody but the Bucs are playing for some type of positioning, right, in the top 5.
Right.
The Bucs are where they are. Right. They're going to be the 4. Doesn't matter.
But
so really, the Vikings could move up. The Niners could move down.
But unlikely.
And the Cowboys, well,
they play in the Cardinals.
There's so many scenarios here, man. I can't even figure it out.
That's the beauty of it, right? So I mean, if that's the case, it looks like they're going to play the Vikings, which I think they think is a favorable matchup. Outside of playing anybody else, I think they don't want to play the 49ers. They don't want to play the
All
Eagles.
Right. So again, the answer to the question of what would you do, Bart Scott?
Yeah.
What would you do?
I'm resting my guys. I'm resting my guys.
Bubble wrap Saquon.
You can't win a battle and lose the war. And the war is trying to win in the postseason, mm-hmm. trying to make them pay for what Sudfeld did. That wasn't on Dayball's watch.
Right.
We'll get them back another time. We'll give them the easy game.
It also wasn't on Nick Sirianni's watch either.
Right. We'll allow them to win the championship. We'll let them get their banner, and Dallas will probably be pissed. But Dallas is like, hey, thank you.
See,
because I want to play Tampa Bay.
I'm glad you said that because if I'm not a Giants fan, but maybe that's what we ask Giants fans, of course, because I'm curious about that one too. I'm sure Rothenberg addressed this morning. 800-993-3776. It's really the lesser two evils, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you lay down, the Eagles get the division. Now, that's a division rival. You hate the Eagles.
Yeah.
But who do you hate more?
Dallas.
Because it's like, I'm not opening the door for you, Dallas. Like, I could do something. I could try to win this game against the Eagles, and then I'd open the door for you. Why would I want to do you a favor? Yeah. Like, I'd rather see Dallas not win the division then give them an opportunity to win the division.
Yeah.
And also, while doing it, I can play this game and still lose.
Yeah.
And maybe one of my guys gets hurt. So what am I doing?
Right. And then now you
I'm not doing Dallas any damn favors.
You think you can beat the Vikings. So you
oh,
like
hell yeah.
If you listen, out of all these people, if you can't play the Bucks, the Vikings is the next team you want.
Yeah.
I think if you were gonna power rank these, you would say, in my opinion, San Francisco is the team you don't want to see first. Right?
Hell no.
I would say that the Eagles is second as far as power rankings. I would say Dallas is third,
yeah.
And I would say the Vikings is fourth. So they're able to play the Vikings. That means they get an opportunity to move on. One of these teams are going to knock each other off. You know what I mean? Tampa can mess around just because they've beaten Dallas.
Don't.
Listen.
Don't.
Hold up.
Hold up what?
Did I not see Tampa Bay beat Dallas this year? With Dak Prescott, they beat him this year.
Yeah.
It ain't like something like I'm projecting. How would they match up? They beat them this year.
Yeah, it was warm weather. I don't know, man.
It's always warm weather.
I'm not looking at Tampa like a team I'm worried about.
One's in South Florida, the other one's in a dome. It's always warm weather. And guess what? Dallas would be the visiting team.
No, I know. Because it's a division winner. Hilarious.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Let's get some calls in here, Bart Scott. Let's talk to the people, shall we? We go to Connecticut. Let's get Vinny going. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, how's it going, guys? First things, just want to say prayers for DeMar Hamlin. And also about the Giants. I don't know if they should rest people. What, like, why would you give up an opportunity to play an extra playoff game against a division rival? You know, Herm Edwards says you play to win.
Nah, but it's not a playoff game, though. It's not a playoff game. That's the thing. Only thing that can happen that can hurt you. Nothing in that you playing that game can benefit you, right? You can lose Saquon. You can lose an important lineman. Somebody can get injured. And then you have to play the next game when it counts to most, and you're playing a favorable matchup in the Vikings
that you think
you can beat.
Yeah.
And now you're going to be playing them without full strength. You want to get guys rested, guys that are injured. You want them to get healed up. And you want guys out there to go out there and say, okay, these are opportunities for our backups to play well. Let's see how they play well. If they play well, maybe we can put a package in for them because we see that the lights aren't too big for them.
Thanks, Vinny. Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that one. A lot of people are agreeing with you today, by the way. We go to Mel in New Jersey. Mel, what's happening?
Get used to it.
Jeez.
Hey, good afternoon. I think you make a great point, Bart, about, you know, the two teams playing each other because, you know, it's like if you miss school and you learn something and then you guys study for that test, but you missed out of school and then they're going to move on to the next test. So in my head, I was thinking, like, you know, these the Bills and the Bengals, maybe they could try to get scheduling on Thursday, you know, tomorrow, and then next Thursday they can play the team that they're supposed to play this week. But then that's also really close to the playoffs. So, you know,
it's way too close. One of those teams would have to play like 3 days later. You can't. That's the thing, Mel, is you can't do that. And you can't have them play tomorrow because you would have already had to have had that set. This is going to have to be. And they're going to make this game up. Well, you know, maybe they'll make it up if they have to make it up.
See, but the thing is, it affects so many other people, man. Yeah. Because I got to decide, do I put my quarterback at risk because it's division. I only put my quarterback at risk in Lamar Jackson if I can win the division and host a game. Because it's that important for us to play in our home crowd. But no, I'm not doing that.
You mean future Jets quarterback Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
From your lips to God's ears.
Yeah, please. Let's see. Tony's in Middletown. Tony.
Yeah, hey, fellas. Hey, I'm a rabid sports show listener, you know, on the radio, and I'm glad I found your show, man. It's refreshing. It's great.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, so I want to say a couple things. So first on the, you know, the people just taking little snippets and thinking they know what the heck they're talking about, you know, basically, you know, bringing a fire against my man Bart. Man, y'all need to stop that, okay? That's what, you know, CNN and all them other, you know, fake news things do, okay? They just take little snippets and, you know, try to, you know, bring some fire.
We're painting narrative, but it's okay.
Yeah, but still, man, I got your back, man. If I see Mike, you know, whatever Parsons, man, I got something for him, okay? And then
from the land of hands.
Yeah, I'm laying some hands on him. But yeah, then secondly, I really think that the Bengals should be playing the Bills this weekend. If there's no playoff ramifications for the Bills playing the Patriots, then they should be playing the Bengals.
Well,
there is playoff ramifications after. Oh, they are?
Yeah, no. For the Patriots still.
Well, that's the thing, though. The Bills might try and win. Like, if the outcome of the game that was supposed to be on Monday night affects how everybody goes about business. It's not just about how the Bills, you know, go about business. It's also about how the Dolphins go about business. It affects everybody. Yep. And I feel like you can't just skip a game to come back to a game because you're saying it's meaningless. Because guess what? If you skip a game, what the NFL is hoping that everything happens and they don't have to play the game because it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, and that's...
That's what they're hoping for. But does that really ever happen? That never really happens. Like, where you skip a game and something happens, everything works perfectly.
And then
like,
you realize
we can void the game. We don't have to play.
Yeah, we never needed to play it. It's irrelevant now. Nick is in the Bronx. What's happening, Nick?
How you guys doing?
All right.
First thing first, love the show. Second thing is, guys, you have to play starters at least through the first quarter and see how things go.
That's true.
You
the know Giants. What I mean? You mean the Giants, yeah.
Giants, yeah. The last thing you want is for these guys to be too rested, to be sitting down out of their routine for an extra week. We're not at that level yet. Let the guys go. Let them get a quarter in. Let them play hard. And then, depending on where you are, pull Jones, pull Barkley, and whoever else you have.
No, of course. I mean, listen, I totally agree with you. You go out, you let them play, get a lather, and say, okay, well, you hand it off to the backups, and backups is your time to finish. And meanwhile, you know, the Eagles may do the same thing because they may say, you know what, we it's not time to put – they're not putting Lane Johnson out there, right? So it's going to be guys that are injured that they're going to say, all right, listen, we should be able to beat this team without these people. That happens, right? You know, the coach did that to us. Right, they played Peyton Manning in the first half.
Right,
they put Painter in, and it all went. You know,
and that's the history. I think you know. Again, Daboll's never been a head coach, right? So, right. But he's been in Buffalo, and what has Buffalo done? And maybe that's some part of that. And Daboll's been all over the place, so it's not to say that the only experience he has is Buffalo. But Buffalo, when the games didn't matter to them, it would usually be play like you know first quarter, maybe first half, and then wrap your guys up, and then
bubble wrap,
just sit them down. But you know, like you've talked about this too. Sometimes when you sit your guys for a week and then they have to get back at it next week.
Yeah.
That can happen. Like, aren't the teams that get the bye sometimes it does work against you?
Yeah, they can be vulnerable. Like, I always, like, you know, I've gotten sent home after having the best record in the NFL and got sent home because we came out flat and the other team been playing for their lives. And it's hard to kind of get into that playoff mode when this team has been in that.
They already played a playoff game.
It's no tomorrow mode. And you come out like it's a regular game and you try and ramp up and they jump on you early. But, you know, bring up a better point when you talk about if Jalen Hurts doesn't play this week and they do win and they get the number one seed, they're going to be coming into playing a team that's red hot and it's the second round and that team's going to be pretty good. And potentially they could play a team in the second round that's been playing and Jalen Hurts hadn't played in 34 days. You talk about a long time off and rust.
Good point.
He could be coming off of 34 days rest. Mm-hmm. And you talk about the number one seed. And we see it often. Number one seed gets sent home.
Yep.
Right? Well, that's what happened in the Can't Wait game, right? We jumped on them early. We were playing with a sense of desperation. And they got sent home.
Well, that was also personal, too.
Yeah.
The worst thing you do is play a division rival.
Well, just imagine if that's Dallas.
Yeah.
And they get the Eagles, and Jalen Hurts is rusty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and Philly has this fake bravado because they believe, hey, we beat them, right?
Say fake bravado, you just mean that they have confidence,
it
might be overconfidence. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's confidence for the Cowboys because they're like, hey, man, we beat you without Jalen Hurts. And then they say, we beat you with Cooper Rush. So now this be the first time where both quarterbacks will be going against each other, but one team has been off for 34 days. One quarterback's been off for 34 days, and Dak should be rested and ready to go. So that can be an upset right there.
All right, let's continue a couple more calls. Here we go to Staten Island. Where's Mike? What's up?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
First time calling.
Thanks.
All right, so I have a question. I don't know if you can do it, but let's see if you can play Buffalo on Friday night. Then you flex their games this weekend to Wednesday or Tuesday. Well, you already suggested they can't play tomorrow night, so it would have to be Friday, then Wednesday. And then you flex their playoff games to Monday or Tuesday, and then you just keep the schedule going as usual.
Nice.
Or I had another suggestion.
Well, that's...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
He's being creative, though.
Yeah.
You got to come up with something.
But that's tough.
And it doesn't affect the wild card weekend, then, is what he's saying, and that's what you do.
We're going to play on NFL Network? That game has to be played on Prime or something like that.
Oh, because you don't want a playoff game on Prime. But here's the problem, of course, is what you're doing, though, is subjecting them to 5 days off between games. You know what I mean? Like, you're not getting your full
rest.
Normal week for a team. I don't see an easy way other than push a week up and everybody sits for a week. It's almost like everybody gets a bye.
Everybody get a bye, but the Bengals and Bills.
Yep. And it sucks, but, you know. I mean,
everybody get a bye, but the Bengals. And so, like,
Life got involved.
Listen, no team is going to complain about getting an extra week's rest. Only people that's complaining is the people that's already packed up them U-Hauls. They're like, man, I got a vacation set. Man, I knew I was taking my ass home.
But the other problem, of course, is that if you're moving everything up, you can't move the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl's already locked in date-wise.
Right,
but
it doesn't matter.
You lose that week.
You just lose that week that nobody cares about anyway. Nobody cares.
You don't want to watch flag football?
Signing up to watch. Please, if you're out there, call up if you're going to watch the Pro Bowl this year.
Hell no.
Please call in.
The Pro Bowl now is just basically I got named to it, but I mean, why would you do that?
Right, man.
Why would you go play that?
They play laser tag. Down there playing laser tag, man. Come on, man. Nobody cares about the damn Pro Bowl.
No.
So who cares if that week before the Super Bowl you get rid of it?
Definitely not. One more. Mike in Grand Rapids. Mike.
Oh, that's my hood.
Yeah, man.
How you listening to us, Mike?
Through the app. Thank God that they put you in the ESPN group there. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Now, are you a Floyd Mayweather fan?
I wasn't going to be able to find you.
Are you a Floyd Mayweather fan?
Not really. Not really.
He's from your town,
sorry,
man.
Yeah, he knows. That's why he hesitated.
Come on. Some people just, you got it.
So
you're barking up the right tree. The last couple minutes, you're barking up the right tree. I got the answer for the NFL.
All right, let's go.
I think the NFL would love it because it makes them more money. So here we go. This weekend, the Bills and the Bengals finish their game. The NFC plays all their games. We can only do that because of where we're at in the season.
Right.
Two AFC teams.
Next weekend, all AFC. Now the NFC gets a bye week. And then we roll in 1 week late on all the playoffs, except It doesn't matter, like Bart keeps saying, because that week between the Super Bowl and the championship games, who cares? So everybody gets an extra week off.
I'll tell you what.
Think about it.
It's not crazy.
From a body taxation standpoint, that's what this is all about. It's all about body taxation.
Mike,
well,
it's
not
crazy.
The Bengals will finish their game. Right?
It's not.
Can we make Mike the call of the day?
The only
we got nothing to give you yet, but yeah, we'll remember.
But I like it, Mike. And here's the thing: I appreciate the call, Mike. No, it's again. Everything's going to sound. Everything's going to have a flaw.
Yeah, because NFC
now this
play.
Has a flaw, and it's that there's only two teams that don't get a bye.
Okay, but let's check this out. While you
but technically they didn't play a full game, so you'd have to do something like that where it's the NFC plays and the Bills and the Bengals. Then the AFC plays the following week.
Well, let me check.
And the Bills
out.
And the Bengals finish off what they have to finish off. They're the only two teams that don't really get a break.
Okay. So here's the beauty of what Mike just said. I don't think it's any crossover games. I think every game is NFC, AFC. So that's the beauty of it, right? So the NFC can play all their games because it doesn't affect them. The only people that's affected is the AFC. Right, so that's the beauty of it. Only the AFC is affected because these were two AFC teams playing each other.
Okay.
And week 18 is no crossover games. It's all NFC versus NFC, all AFC
yeah.
versus
well,
AFC.
Well, it's this time of year you always get the rivals. So, all right, so that's an idea.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.